From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. We begin this hour with the simmering political battle over health care. Members of the Obama administration are going around the country to get advice and insight on how to overhaul the health care system. In a moment, we'll hear about accusations that the president has already flip-flopped on part of his plan. But first, we go to Burlington, Vermont. There, members of the public today relayed their hopes and fears about a system they say covers too few and costs too much. John Dillon from Vermont Public Radio reports.
Hours before the session started, a crowd outside complained that their views were not being heard.
Everybody in! Nobody out!
The demonstrators called for a single-payer system, but most were not invited to share their views at the forum. Inside, about 400 people packed a town hall-style meeting moderated by Vermont Governor Jim Douglas, a Republican, and Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, a Democrat. They got an earful from Sandra Burt, a 66-year-old from Concord, New Hampshire. Burt is on Medicare, and she says the government-run insurance program leaves her practically begging for help to cover her prescription drug costs.
I have to get on a computer every year and try to find a foundation that will help me live another year, and I don't think that's right.
Burt says medication for her immune disorder costs more than $1,500 a month. Physician Ira Byock works at a New Hampshire hospital. He says his message to the Obama White House is that any reform effort has to pay doctors for preventive care and for end-of-life care.
The one thing that I would ask to be taken back is a focus on people and not patients. People are just individuals before they become patients, and we force them to have a problem before we deal with them.
Bronwyn Fleming-Jones, a senior at the University of Vermont, said healthcare has to be separated from employment.
I'm concerned about when I go off my parents' insurance in 2 months and I can't afford to continue to find my own insurance, especially without, you know, the job prospects, and they can't afford to continue to pay for me to go on my own private insurance. What I would like to know from Obama is what about the next generation?
The forum gave the governors of Massachusetts and Vermont a chance to tout their states as potential models for health reform. The Massachusetts plan requires nearly everyone to obtain health insurance, and about 98% of the state is covered. Governor Patrick said the Massachusetts plan worked when policymakers adopted a sense of realism.
We finally decided that there were other choices than the two choices that had been on the table up till then. The two choices, in everybody's view, were between a perfect solution and no solution at all.
Vermont Governor Douglas said his reform effort focuses on chronic disease management to bring down health care costs. But Dr. Deb Richter, a single-payer advocate from Vermont, points out that Vermont has yet to save any money.
We have to discuss the financing. And since we determined that everyone is worthy, then why don't we just say everybody in one system, pay for it through taxes, and then put everything on the table in terms of a budget to figure out what we can pay for and what we can't pay for.
Organizers of the forum said they will take the comments back to the White House. Other regional forums are planned for California, Iowa, and North Carolina. For NPR News, I'm John Dillon in Burlington, Vermont.